With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The perfect storm of high winds and wildfires in early September means estimates for Washington's apple crop will be adjusted downward 5 to 10%. Tony Lynn Adams, Communications Outreach Specialist at the Washington Apple Commission, says both played a big role in changing those original numbers.
So in early August, the first estimate from the Washington State True Fruit Association predicted a crop volume of 134 million boxes, and that's 40-pound boxes, which is pretty much right on par with the previous season of 133 million boxes.
But then move forward about a month, Adams says, and orchards got to experience a little of Mother Nature's power.
So over Labor Day weekend, there was a windstorm where strong gusts of wind actually knocked fruit off of the trees, and then that windstorm was also fueling the wildfires that were going on both in Washington and other West Coast states, which created really intense smoky conditions, delaying harvest.
But after the wind died down and the smoke cleared, Adam says,
just as we progressed further into harvest, got a better picture of the crop load on the trees, all these things suggest a lighter crop load for the 2021 harvest season.
Adams says some regions were hit harder than others, so severity will vary for different growers. Listen tomorrow for more on this year's apple crop. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And, well, this week, Allison, will be our final Fruit Bites of the season.
Last one. 2020 has been the craziest year in recorded history, right? Agriculture has seen everything from a pandemic to murder hornets to massive wildfires.
Well, and besides all the craziness we've seen in 2020, we've also talked about a lot of practical things like dealing with orchard pests, bitter pit, and fruit russet, to name a few.
For the 2021 season, Valent USA has a lot of exciting new products that we're launching, so we'll discuss topics related to powdery mildew control, fruit set and stop drop, apple thinning, as well as our favorite topic, insects.
Creepy yet fascinating, right?
As always, stay safe, stay healthy, and look for the return of Fruit Bites in March 2021.
Let's all make it through 2020 safe and healthy. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next season for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.